I did say I was hoping we could chat to someone from Havant Rugby Club, who've had the most remarkable result today, winning 104-0 at Basingstoke. So a very good evening to Rob Matthews, Director of Rugby at Havant. How are you, sir?
Yeah, very well. And yourself?
Yeah, we are. I'm very well. I read your result in London 1 South. I thought, well, is this a friendly? Is this a? Is nobody shown up? What's? I mean, that is some result. You must be absolutely ecstatic.
Yeah, definitely. I think we've had the possibility all year, really, to basically just put it together. And every now and then you get games where things just click. You know, I'm not foolish enough to realise that Basingstoke have gone through a number of difficult times this season, and you know, and they have lost a number of their players, but. But ultimately is, you know, we've got a bit of youth, a bit of experience, and we've been building, you know, to this sort of result for 3 or 4 years. We suffered a 100-point defeat 4 years ago and vowed never to have that again, and we've managed to be able to turn it around and have a great performance.
Well, that's interesting to know, because we used to cover Havant quite regularly because you were the top club in the area for quite some time. And last season we covered Bournemouth a lot because they got into the National Leagues and then they've dropped out again. So are Havant on the up and up, Rob? Is this what you can tell people who don't follow Havant rugby regularly?
Most definitely. I said, when we lost, you know, by 100 points last game of season when we relegated out of the National Leagues, we were determined to start building again, to get ourselves into a position where we can compete. We're there now. We have an opportunity next season to build on some of the great performances we have this season. And I think, you know, with some of the youth that are coming through from our academy, you know, we have players today that have come from our academy, people like James Reid scored 3 tries, George Sutton got 2 tries, we had forwards that were scoring tries, and things are looking very bright for us, and we've just got to build on it and move forward next season to be able to compete and get promoted.
Yeah, so this season is about what then now? I mean, where are you in the league, do you think, roughly, this afternoon?
Yeah, well, look, you know, we're not foolish enough to realise we've still got a long way to go. You know, we're mid-table, but we lost a couple of weeks ago to another side that were battling relegation. So it just shows, really, that if you're not on your mettle in this league, you can lose. Yeah. But, you know, we've got the Hampshire Cup final against Gosport on the 24th of April.
What a beauty.
And, you know, and we're building towards that to really be able to stamp down and be able to make ourselves as being, you know, one of the top clubs in Hampshire.
Yeah, and that's a cracker to look forward to as well, that localish derby, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
So today, for people listening about Basingstoke, this is a Basingstoke side who have gone through the sort of problems you had yourselves when you dropped out of the National Leagues a few years ago. A similar situation for them, but you're saying, actually, this isn't just about Basingstoke. We were damn good today.
Well, absolutely. We just clicked. We played Basingstoke about 5 weeks ago, and, you know, yes, we scored 60 points and beat them quite comprehensively, but today, just everything clicked.
Yeah. Well done you, and thank you ever so much for getting on the phone and coming to have a quick chat with me. I appreciate it. It's nice of you to fill in the blanks. We were speaking before the afternoon, Rob, about United Services Portsmouth. They were in Hampshire 1, who've won every single game and picked up a bonus point in every single match.
Absolutely. And Hampshire Rugby's looking very bright, you know.
Yeah.
And Graham Butterworth has done a fantastic job at US, you know. Mm. He's an ex-Havant player. I know Graham very well.
And, right.
You know, I'm very pleased for him. I haven't seen the result yet, but I hope he's managed to maintain that and get promoted today. So, good luck to Graham.
Well, Rob, we're going to be giving them a ring because we were hoping to speak to them before 6 to see if they continued that record that they wanting to finish in the season at home in style. So thanks for speaking to us.
If they've got the result, please make sure you pass them my regards.
I will, and we'll get them on air hopefully before 6. Good on you, Rob. Well
Brilliant.
Done today.
Thank
good
you.
Luck with
Thank
that cup
time.
Final.